Yep. All right, we're going to call to order the meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Regular trustee meeting, February 19th, 2015, and the time is 7 p.m. And at this time, we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Steve Mazzie. Steve, as one of your last acts possibly at a Township Trustee meeting in Genoa Township, lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, we have quite a chilly night out there, so we're going to try to go through this rather quickly, but we know we have some folks that are here tonight, and we appreciate you coming out, so let's take whatever time you want. At this time, we'll ask Pat Myers for a fiscal report.
Yes, sir. Just a couple items. First of all, I will ask for a motion to approve the November 25th, 2014 trustees zoning meeting minutes, as well as the January 8th, 2015 reorganizational trustee meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer a motion to approve the following meeting minutes: the November 25th, 2014 trustee zoning meeting, and the minutes for January 8th, 2015. That was the reorganizational trustee meeting.
Okay. Motion has been made. Is there a second? I'll go ahead and second the motion.
Discussion.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
Is it possible to separate those into two separate motions? I was not present for the first of those two sets of minutes.
Sure.
So I can't attest to the first set.
Okay.
That's fine. Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay.
At this time, I'll offer a motion then to approve the meeting minutes from the November 25th, 2014 trustee zoning.
Very good. I'll go ahead and second that motion.
Discussion.
Roll call. Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
And then I'll entertain a motion for...
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I will make another motion to approve the meeting minutes from January 8th, 2015. That's our reorganizational trustee meeting.
Very good. I'll go ahead and second that motion. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call. Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
The motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, very good.
Next, I'll have for your signature at the end, the January 31st, 2015 bank reconciliation and summary. Just quickly, balance of, as of January 31st, 2015, $12,038,607.10. The way that breaks out is the pooled investments that we have are $11,004,053.18, and our primary checking of $1,034,553.92. Again, I'll have these for your signature. And the only other thing I'd like to mention is we did have an investment committee meeting this week, yesterday. And as many folks may know, we've had kind of this laddered CD approach to our money, where we make sure that we have liquidity and make sure we're maximizing what small interest we can earn. About 6 months ago, Trustee Carfagna and I had an opportunity to testify at the Senate Finance Committee downtown, and then Rick went on to speak to the House as well. I wasn't able to do that. But what we did, we went down to testify.
And we also met prior to that with the Ohio Township Association with the Ohio Treasurer's Office.
Right. And we went down in support of legislation that would allow us to invest in municipal bonds, because we were one of very few. I mean, counties could do it, cities could do it, we couldn't do it. And they did pass that legislation. So what we've done with our finance person at Fifth Third is said, let's keep our eye out. Doesn't mean we're going to just go do that, but if it made sense, we were. And we were kind of excited. We did have the ability to get a small piece of money, only $120,000. Sounds like a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, not a lot of money for investments. But we were able to invest that in an offering through the Olentangy School District, which we thought was great to be able to invest in our community here, invest in that school district. And but the beauty of it is, in our money market fund, if we sit our money in the money market, we get 0.02%. And this one, the yield of 3 years is 1.3% on that money, guaranteed yield on that money. So we're very happy about that. We're going to continue to look for those type of offerings out there rather than just go the CD route and kind of diversify that way. So I just want to make mention of that.
Yeah.
Good.
The New Ontangi School District is one of only a couple in the state that are, it's actually AA one rated, which is just a step below AAA.
Very good. So it's a secure investment.
Yes.
Very good.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I noticed on the outstanding payments report with the financial reports that there's a handful of very old warrants that are still outstanding. What's our process on removing those or investigating those?
It's a 6-month process.
Okay.
Donna keeps a listing every 6 months, follows up on those. We can either cancel the issue or do it that way.
Okay.
Then we talked about, that was part, this came up, that you mentioned that. This came up in the audit committee meeting that you're now a part of, that we'll be meeting next month. And we can discuss that again and go over that policy again to make sure everybody understands that.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Anything else on finances?
I'm done.
You're done? Very good. All right. This time we'll go into public comment. I know we have some folks here for public comment. Who wants to go first?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Great.
Go ahead.
First, I have to do this because when I sat down, I'm like, holy cow, I said.
Ah, jeez.
We're
just tricking you.
Dodge somebody or is somebody coming in after this?
See, I tried to get away with that, but it didn't work.
Okay, maybe I won a prize.
Everybody wants to be Rick Carbone.
I know. Well, thank you for allowing us the time. As you know, since becoming superintendent, I've really tried to keep the lines of communications open between the townships and the villages, and it's been a goal of all of ours, and I'm going to introduce a couple of people here in a minute, to make sure that the collaboration that we've created continues, because it is important. When we look at the six townships, and they're all unique, and I've said this over and over, and they're going to hear it again, and our two villages, and everybody has their things going on, there is a common bond, and although some of Genoa Township also has Olentangy in it, obviously Big Walnut Schools play an important role in that also. So that common bond is the schools. I mean, with everything else going on, doesn't matter what it is, our buses are rolling down roads that, stretch out in all the townships, and, we get all those kids in and do the best job we can with them. So I just want to continue that tradition of coming out at least once a year just to talk a little bit about what's happening with the schools. This evening, and you kind of alluded to it a little bit, but first I want to introduce Angie Pollock, and Angie's the assistant superintendent, but as you sort of alluded to, my career in Big Walnut's winding down, and this is my 30th year in education, and my 19th year in Big Walnut, and the board has selected Angie as its next superintendent. They're going through the negotiation process right now with that and the contract, so Angie Pollock, I want to introduce her. If you want to say anything?
What up, Angie?
Had a chance to meet most of you when you came in.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Very excited to be out here and really appreciate the work that Steve has done, and I've learned a lot from him in the last few years, and one of those things is the importance of the relationships with community. So I plan on continuing the tradition of stopping out and updating you on the schools. And if you have any questions or anything we can do to collaborate, just let us know.
Great. Thank you.
And I should say, Angie is her sixth year in our district, and has held a couple different positions. She came to us as the middle school principal, ironically, as I did in 1996, and then became our curriculum director, and then assistant superintendent, and now superintendent. So she's got a lot of different experiences behind her. Next is Terry Day, and Terry is our new treasurer, and she has been here just this year and is coming to us from Galleon, and she has just been a great addition to our team, hit the ground running. We have a lot going on, as you can imagine, with the mall talk out there at 71 and 37 and all the things that we're getting educated on with that. Whether it's JEDs, TIFFs, NCAs, things that, were all new to me going in, that never in, like, Superintendency 101 or whatever did they say, oh, you're going to have to, talk to all these developers one day, and, and talk to him again and again and again. So we have that going on, and then probably being remiss if I didn't mention, we do have a renewal levy on the ballot. It's been great to say over the last 5 years when I've come here, I haven't mentioned it at all since 2010. What we're hoping is that people have seen that, we promised 5 years back in 2010, and with the addition of over 300 students since 2010, almost 40 staff members, the reopening of our intermediate building after it was closed 1 year, and the reopening of another building after 4 years, kind of look overall at the cost of living and just everything I think we've been able to do, and we've been able to hold to that 5 years. So the good news is it was passed, and we'll be getting a lot of information out. Back in 2010 at 7.5, but because of the valuation in Big Walnut, that is actually going to go down to about 6.9 mils. That's what will be on the ballot. So we feel great about that, but she's doing all that now. And again, I couldn't imagine, remember if I mentioned, but Terry's coming from Galleon in her first year here. So Terry Day.
Great.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to meet all of you, and I too want to be involved in the communities as much as possible, and if there's anything we can do from the treasurer's office at the school, then please give me a call.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And then last but certainly not least, as you know, also every year we come out, we have our board just does a fabulous job, and they get involved in so many things, just I'm sure you do, and a lot of different committees and what's happening. We have 5 board members. We have 7 schools. They volunteer to be a liaison to those schools. They also volunteer to be a liaison with either a township or a village or both, because, as you know, we have the 6 and 2, so 8. So some of them are doing double duty. But, you know, the liaison plays an important role in that we can't get out to all the meetings. So, you know, if we see something's coming on the agenda that, you know, impacts Big Walnut, whether it's Binmore North or other proposed developments down here, I think the old horse farm I saw, you know, those are things that our liaison will come to a meeting or get questions answered that we might not be able to have the time to do. So this year, Nikki Scanlon-Hess has volunteered to be the Genoa liaison for the school board. So,
I do know most of your face from last year because I was the representative for the township last year. Yeah. And, you know, just to reiterate what they've all said is, you know, any questions, please feel free to, you know, contact me. I've got my, you know, business cards. I'll even give you my cell phone number. People call me on that anyway. Steve's right. We do, you know, kind of divvy up the responsibilities, and I was, you know, excited kind of to keep Genoa again this year because I am a resident.
Right.
And so in addition to being with the school board, I am very invested in the township. And, you know, just as a side note, you know, my husband and I have lived back in, we live in Binmar, and we've been back here for about going on 4 years. And, you know, how impressed and happy and satisfied we've been with the township and the services, and you know, especially the police and fire. Fortunately, they haven't had to stop at our house yet with 5 kids. That's questionable, but have really been happy with, you know, with what we've been working with, and I really hope that you all feel the same way about Big Walnut and the school board. So please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us if you have any questions. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Great. Yeah.
Then I've mentioned some, but, you know, again, just to kind of go through, you know, we have 4 goals, and we look internally at what we need to work on. Then a year ago, we did a community survey, and we extract information from that to see what is the community thinking, what do they think we need to work on. So the reflection this year was student achievement. Obviously, that's number one. That's why it's our core business. That's why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the community really wants us to communicate, and we try to do that in many different facets. Looking at growth and then fiscal management. So student achievement, I will say, as does Westerville and Olentangy, we do extremely well academically. Our ACT scores, Ohio testing scores, rank is up there with some of the top schools around. I put our teaching staff up against any teaching staff around. And our students are showing that. And the thing we always have to keep an eye on is making sure that we're offering a challenging curriculum, yet one that is also in competition with the school districts around us. Because, you know, our students are going to graduate. They're going to buy for slots, whether they want to go to Ohio State or wherever out of state. And we have to make sure our curriculum is making sure that they're ready for that. So we have to make sure that we're able to continue to provide those opportunities to our kids. And so whether it's the academic offerings or how well our students are doing on testing, you know, providing students opportunities for athletics, for co-curriculars like band and choir and musicals or plays, all of those things, as you know, play a role in a child's education. You know, we sometimes laugh, for a lot of us, at least for me, you know, I didn't wake up in the morning thinking, whew, got algebra today, I can't wait to get there. Man. So, you know, what's the attraction? Is it art? Is it music? Is it PE? Is it algebra? Because I'm sure for some folks it is. So we have to keep that going and make sure we're offering something that's going to, you know, grab that child. So with the communication, you know, again, we don't communicate enough. We hear that, but yet, you know, we don't have a communications director. We don't have things like that. You know, we're the communications directors right here. So we have something we want to get out. We kind of go into a room and knock it out and so forth. But we have a district website. Each building has its own website. We have an auto call system. You know, our kids send, teachers will send things home through the kids' backpacks and things like that. We work through the media with, especially Lenny, because he's around more than any other media person. So doing everything we can do, you know, with just the folks we have. And so, you know, we take a lot of pride in that, too. The growth facility, you know, without question, that's going to be an issue moving forward for Big Walnut Schools, probably more so than anybody's ever seen, probably besides myself. Frank's the only other person that's been around as long as far as Big Walnut. And he hired me when I came in 96. And Big Walnut's a lot different than it was in 96 when you look around. And, you know, now we get the North Star development with the Parade of Homes next year, the continued talk on the mall development, and we know that's going to spur residential growth flat out. So we have to be ready for that. We are getting close to our maximum capacities of buildings. You know, Angie just met with principals today about, you know, what's kind of left, you know, what, for lack of a better nook and cranny classroom, is left. Because we are going to grow, and we're going to have to plan for that. It takes about, you know, 18 months or so to build an elementary, longer for a middle school, hopefully not a high school right now. I don't think politically, culturally, that's Big Walnut's ready for that. But I want folks to know that that's not something that's just going to come out of the left field for us. We've talked about that since last year, talking about it this year, and so we know we're going to have to plan at the minimum probably for an elementary, and probably west of where our newest one is, so the Kroger Plaza and the new elementary building, and then where the mall is talking about. So our vision is somewhere probably in between there, because that's where we're seeing
like
a lot.
Like entry area?
Probably south of that, on the south side of 37, but probably that far out, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know, when you look at what's been platted and what's being spoken to about, that's going to be the area. So that Sunbury Meadows is still going. They, you know, have the area across the street. So, you know, there's more homes there. So it's going to be a lot to prepare for. So we're looking at that. Mentioned the mall, dealing with that, and then the fiscal part. You know, again, we're hoping that people see that done very well with the money, and we don't think we're extravagant. I think we offer a solid educational program and a solid curriculars, extracurriculars, and that, you know, not a lot of fluff, but again, we got to make sure our kids are able to be competitive with those around them. So with all that, you know, again, I've always appreciated coming here, and kind of said it's my kind of last meeting, but you guys have always been gracious. I've always appreciated the support. So it's great coming down here and visiting with you. So any questions for any of us right now?
Well, Steve, I mean, I'll start off. I'm sure we're all going to miss you. I don't want to, you know, assume that you're just taking off. Maybe you'll stay in the area. I don't know what your future plans are, but I know the communication aspect and working, you know, one of the things I think, you know, even though Leo is new, I think he brings the same kind of philosophy, the need to work with other government entities, which we consider school districts being the same. You know, you just can't do it on your own anymore, and you really shouldn't. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity for working together, and we have always appreciated, at least since I've been here, about five years now, the communications, the ability to work with you. You know, if there's some issues, we deal with them, and to my knowledge, we really haven't had any big issues to deal with. I think we've always had a good relationship. So the development issue, I can remember moving to Westerville when, you know, we had the two high schools, and then boom, it exploded, and you're probably going to be facing that same thing. So anything we can do as far as Genoa Township and the northern part of the township, where we know we're looking at some development coming, as you indicated, just in Vinmar, but a lot of other areas, we want to maintain that communications, Angie. So Terry, it's good having you on board. I was in Crawford County for 3 years, so I'm very familiar with Galleon and that area, and I think you're going to find this to be as nice, if not nicer, and very different. It is, but it's still a good area. So, Nikki, it's good having you on board again and communicating with us. The liaison role, I think, is important. So we appreciate the fact that you're also in the township. So, but all I know is my son-in-law graduated from Big Walnut, and his three sons are bound and determined to go to Big Walnut as soon as they find a house up there. So the tradition continues. You've got a good program going. Indication of your leadership, so appreciate that.
Congratulations on your retirement, for one. Certainly appreciate the work that it takes to get 30 years through teaching and principalship and then superintendent. One thing I want to make sure is if you can make sure that Paul gets your contact information. I know in the past, on the Zoning Commission, we had representatives from the district in a couple of the meetings, either introductory meetings or just somebody speaking on behalf of the school for certain issues that had come up. And that type of input is very valuable. It's good to hear what impact these developments or things in our code have on the schools. Obviously, development adds houses, adds children, adds burden to you. But there's other things. Everything from roads to, you know, snow plows, school bus stops, the whole thing. So contact information would be great because certainly want to hear from you.
And just to echo what they said, congratulations again, Steve. But I really appreciate your accessibility over the years. I've been a trustee since 2010. You've paid a visit here annually for the last 5-6 years. At least since I've been in office, probably before then as well. And, I mean, we have 3 school districts here in the township, and you're the only superintendent I've ever seen step foot in this room, let alone annually. So, I mean, that's very meaningful. And I don't mean that as a knock on your counterparts, but rather a credit to your initiative that you take the time to come out. On a night when it's snowing like this, you'd be doing a number of other things. You could send any number of your staff. But to be here personally and... you know, when you come out and you provide good information to us, I have a file in the back where I put your leave behinds every year. And but it's good things to keep on. It's good for me to keep on file because, you know, our fates really are intertwined. I mean, all 3 districts in this township. I'm in the Westford district, and I moved out of my house about 5 years ago, just half a mile down. But the people who bought my house said we came up here because we wanted our kids to be in Westford schools. And I know that's the same for the Walnut schools and Latanji schools. People want to be in this area because of schools. And you know, we need to be you know, pushing the schools just as much as the schools are pushing the township. So, yeah, I have people ask me, you know, what are big Walnut schools like? And I'm able to maybe share some of those tidbits that you've given to us in some of those annual reports. So, again, I really appreciate the communication of you coming out. We look forward to working with all of you. You're always welcome here, and just let us know how we can be a resource. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And not only did he send his assistant, she came along. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, all the best.
I appreciate that. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Congratulations.
Good luck.
Angie, we really do look forward to working with you and continuing the tradition. So, stay in touch, right? Thank you all. You're welcome to stay as long as you want. You can leave whenever you want. You won't offend us either way. There's pizza and salad and coffee, so you know it's a party. So, very good. Anyone else for public comment? Yeah, Doug.
Actually, I left you guys all a message.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you
need to be on record. I'm sorry.
Well, he can do this one.
Okay. Doug Krinsky. I live over in Black Hawk Forest, okay, 5405. I'm just trying to find information out about the police and fire levies.
Okay.
I went to the office today, and they didn't have anything.
Okay.
And I'm also looking for budget information, the budget for the township, like current one, last year, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Just to try and understand, you know, what the ask is for, why it's a renewal, and additional funding on both levies.
Okay.
So I can't find any information, so I'm trying to dig into it and trying to understand why. So
very good.
That's why I came.
I think our plan, Doug, if I can just address that, and then maybe Pat, you can address anything else on the budget side, is we are in the process of putting together fact sheets. I believe we'll have something in this newsletter and the next newsletter, so there will be that information. But the material that goes into those articles and any of the background information, obviously, we'll make available to you. So. Probably working with Paul and Pat.
The budget is in our area newsletter. We print the
Is it on the website or is it?
I just can get your email. We can. It'd be okay,
I gave it to the receptionist lady out front.
Don.
Okay, Don.
Don.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but she was going to get it. I think you're Paul, right?
Yeah.
To get it to Paul, I think. Mm-hmm. To get the info whenever it came
sure.
out. But the other question is, has it been filed? Is there a levy numbers for either one of them, or where is that at?
We have filed it with the Board of Election, but I don't think there's been a number. To our knowledge, there hasn't been. I think that's established by the Board of Elections based on the number of levies.
No, just the levy number.
Issue 5 or issue 4.
Be.
Yeah. We're not aware if there has been a number designated yet. We did not do that.
Is there any, to the timing of it, May versus, you know, next November? Is there a reasoning for the May versus November?
Yeah. Rick, do you want to?
No. It's up at the end of the year, obviously, so you know, we have to be on the ballot sometime this year. Spring versus fall. I don't know. I know we had a levy committee of about a dozen residents that looked at a lot of different scenarios, including maybe doing like a three-year, try to go for a renewal for 3 years. And I think they also talked, but at the end of the process, they concluded 5 years was the best way to go or the preferred way to go. I really can't speak to why spring versus fall was there. I think this fall there are probably going to be a number of other things too on the ballot. And,
it's one of those juggling acts. I mean, you know, in May versus November, sometimes there's more of a tendency for other things happening in November as well. So we didn't want to make the ballot any more complex. We didn't know what school system districts were going to be doing. You know, Big Walnut, but there's a lot of Western Belleville teams. So we just went for May.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot bigger turnout in November. Mm-hmm. There is like a mid-year on May kind of thing. I mean, a substantial difference in the number of turning out the polls. So, okay. All right. How soon do you think you'll have information out?
Well, it'll be in this newsletter that just is going to the printer. I think
it'll be out beginning of March. Is it?
Usually,
first week or so in March.
So that'll be the first piece of information, and then there'll be a second newsletter that'll come out before May. It'll probably be end of April, I believe, is what we're talking about.
I think,
it was like about 10 days before the election is what we wanted, because, you know, people aren't going to, I don't want to say attention by any means, but usually it's right up until the election. So we didn't want to get it too far away, but yet we didn't want to get it like the day before and then have people not have an opportunity to see it. So it's going to come out a week to 10 days prior to the election, the next newsletter.
And then as far as any other mailings, information like that, it's really whatever the committee decides they want to do as far as if there's going to be any individual mailing. You know, we have to be very careful whether it's the township doing it, if there's other individuals who are doing it, if there's a levy committee that's set up. We use our newsletter, and it's just simply getting information out. It's not a vote for, vote against, anything like that. It's here's the information. You folks decide.
So there is a levy committee to try and get the levy out.
There's a levy committee that was put together to determine what the levy would look like. How many years, what
was
the amount.
They did all the research, right. They did the homework.
In the past, that same levy or a part of that levy committee has broken off and has served as kind of a political action committee or a levy, pro-levy committee. I don't know if that's going to happen. If it does, it's going to be up to them. It's not going to be the township forming a pro-levy committee or an anti-levy committee or anything along that lines.
And was it a unanimous vote for trustees?
For the levy? Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
As far as financial stuff, if Paul has your email, I can get you the last 2 years. We can get it to you probably by end of day, Monday or Tuesday, if you want to email it to me.
Yeah, I mean, the sooner you can get it to me, the better. Mm-hmm. What the current budget is this year.
Yep.
What is the fiscal year? January 1
to mm-hmm. We're a calendar year, and it's an appropriation base. So I can get that to you, and I'd be happy to meet with you, too, if you want to look at it and discuss it.
Yeah,
and whatever question you have, you can zip back to me or Don on my system. Okay.
And Sarah Walsh served as the chairman of the levy committee. So if you have other questions specific to the committee, that process, Sarah, we could put you in touch with Sarah, and she could fill you in on that too, Doug. Okay. Thanks.
You are sorry.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Are you May?
We are.
You are May. Yeah. 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 And it's, 6-1 at Dunnar sometimes, or unless you're required to go at a certain time. So. Very good. Any other public comment? Hearing none. Appreciate you all coming out. Under new business, Paul is going to handle that.
Thank you very much. I did receive a text message from the Westerville City Schools from the superintendent's office. The Westerville Schools are closed tomorrow.
My son just texted. OTH is closed as well. So.
Okay. Heads up.
Pressure is really
on.
I just want to stress it's not due to the road conditions. It's a temperature thing. It's a weather thing.
Yeah, now you know what we go through on trick-or-treat night, Westerville does this, and we're forced into it, so, all right. By golly, when I was a kid, we had to walk to school in weather,
Both ways.
Both ways, yeah.
Oh, Phil. I was advised by Susan Dorsch that attended the Zoning Commission meeting last week that the plan.
Thanks.
Good luck. Thank you.
Concerning the final development plan for Perfect Image was approved through the Zoning Commission. Therefore, we're letting you know this evening, which will start the clock rolling, just to acknowledge you've been aware now of that fact that Zoning Commission 2015-01 has been passed on to you then to schedule a date for your hearing. So.
Okay, so no action is necessary tonight.
No.
Okay.
Secondly, at last meeting, continuation of our discussion, the board left it on if you recall, the truck that I drive is down with some transmission issues. The board asked me to investigate lease information, and I have put together some information for you. Received a couple different lease sources. First was through Krieger Ford. I let them know this is for municipal usage. They're recommending, and they won't recommend a lease on a 150. They're saying you need to upgrade to a 250 4x4. He said the way that their lease is working out, it's based upon the purchase price of the vehicle, and at the end of the lease, you can buy that vehicle outright for $1. Unfortunately, the purchase price is much higher than what I can get off state bid. Hmm. So in the long run, you're paying more for the vehicle. Second was lease option was through Valley Ford in Cleveland. Same thing. They want based upon higher purchase prices, their leases. Therefore, you'll be paying more in the long run. And you can buy that vehicle for $1 after that lease, and after that lease is completed. So the most economical way to finance a vehicle is with cash. The state bid price for a new vehicle is $24,456. That's with the wiring package for snow plows. And
that's for how many years, Paul?
That's purchase, that's cash.
Oh, that's cash.
That would be for a 15-year vehicle. So less than $2,500 a year for a vehicle. So you'll save over leasing $2,394.82 off the best price. I just want to let the board, that's what I found.
Okay.
And just to also, Bob's not here to report on his dump truck. He was able to, the place was able to locate a rear end for that vehicle, and they could fix it for, I think, $2,000. Okay. So he's going to go with the fixed route on this thing.
And that was a $75,000 purchase. Yes. Yeah. If we had to do it.
Okay. Cancel Bob's request. We're just looking at my vehicle now at this point.
But we don't know how much longer that. That's an 01, right?
Yes. I believe that's what his was. No, an 04 or 05.
It would have.
I can't remember, actually.
Which truck was that?
It was a one-ton
Chevy.
Chevy 2500 dump.
It's a dump truck.
Okay. That's probably the 05.
Yeah, I think it's the 05.
Because there's an 03 and an 05 Chevy one-ton.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad to hear that you guys were able to find a.
It wasn't us. I mean,
short-term solution.
Short-term solution for Bob. It's a Band-Aid. It could get him a year or two more stretch out. So, definitely, it helps our levied funds. We can definitely repair it.
Right.
Sure. At this point, so he's going to Band-Aid it and move on with life.
When was that scheduled to be replaced on Bob's vehicle replacement schedule?
I think it's due, actually.
Is it?
I mean, he's set up where. He's got a replacement cycle, but he doesn't have the cash like the fire department does, the backup. Oh, okay, here's the money now. I can go out and buy it. Bob doesn't have that money escrow.
There isn't a capital fund.
Right, compared to the capital funds and those. So his is, you know, pretty much make sure you've got funds available for it if you want to finance it.
Well, and he's had a couple others break down sooner than they were expected to be replaced. So it's nice to be able to stretch one out. To compensate for that.
Definitely.
So any of the leases, I mean, there is no state leasing program, I guess.
That's what it is, what I just reported
yeah.
to you.
Okay.
You know, the Valley is definitely a state lease.
So that is a state lease?
Yes.
That is a state
okay.
lease. Okay.
And it's more money.
More money, yeah.
And okay. I wanted to get an independent lease for a municipality, too. That's why I use Krieger.
Right. Okay.
So, Valley had the leasing bids. They're out of Cleveland.
Excuse me.
Right. So the opportunity cost on all the leases is going to be higher than just an outright purchase just because of the interest that's built in.
Interest rate and you're basing it on the total purchase price.
Right.
It's a higher purchase price.
So the cost and the financing cost are higher than.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, at least we know.
Well, it's good homework.
Yeah.
Well, I think
I think it's something we need to look at with some of the other equipment and maintenance, you know, mm-hmm. we're looking at that.
Sure, backhoes, if sure. the purchase price is, if the lease price is very similar, if it's equal to,
yeah.
but you're still always going to have that finance charge they build into the lease, so it has to be, if you don't have cash, then your next best option would be leasing.
When our investment returns are in the 1% range, you know, 5% lease doesn't make any sense at all at that point.
Right. spoken like a true accountant.
Believe me, I ran some numbers on it, too.
So at this point, are we ready to move ahead then with the Middletown Ford purchase? It'd be the second page if I typed out for you.
I did have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had, using some of the information from the township here, went and put together kind of a vehicle list of all of the departments, because we've started to move things around trying to get the maximum use and basically moving them down as they get older. And there were some vehicles that are pretty old, and I don't know whether there were others that need to be replaced or have the... Is there an opportunity here, I guess is my question, to move some other vehicles where a brand new truck may be better used in an area where it's going to have a little bit more value, whether it's snow plowing in the street, and then move one of their vehicles to the administrative side or something that could help the street maintenance area on their replacement schedule and still save the township some money.
I mean, that's what we did with this present truck that we had.
It's already a move down.
Yeah, it's already a move down. I don't know if there's any other vehicles that are suited out there in the fleet. Of course, you can move a truck down from anywhere and use it.
I mean, the primary use of this truck is for things like moving stuff to Easter Egg Hunt or local sign pickup or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not a heavier use like snow plowing, for example.
Well, but you do use it for snow plowing.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a mainline snow plow, but...
It's a backup.
Yes.
He supplemental.
Yes.
Yeah. In December, when Bob had three drivers down with sickness and injuries, I mean, I did Rick's street, I did your street, and couldn't do yours, but no. You know, I hit a bunch of streets to help out the guys because they were behind, and it's cheaper that way than bringing out the contractors, financing it.
Except for the four mailboxes that he
hit. Never hit.
We'll talk about that.
We'll
get that later. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're maximizing the use of all the vehicles across the township here.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay.
Wishes.
Okay, is this the 24,456 amount?
No. Yes.
Middletown Ford.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the state purchasing price.
That is off state bid?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I will offer a motion to approve a purchase order to Middletown Ford Fleet Department in the amount of $24,456.18 for a Ford F-150 for administrative, general use, township use.
Okay. Motion been made.
I will second that motion.
Second discussion. Paul, were they, what's the delivery on that? Do we pick that up? They deliver it?
I'm not sure. I mean, they were talking at least a couple months of delivery on this thing.
Okay.
Because it's, they never have every vehicle on their yard. So if they did, then it would be much quicker.
Sure.
I don't think they have this one sitting around.
Okay.
Is this something you have to get decaled as well?
Yes.
Okay. Where would you do that?
I mean, that's a minor charge. We have Larry Sheeter on retainer here, and he'll come in and put the decals on for us, and it's not a major thing.
I know.
It's like $100 or $2. $100.
Yeah. I didn't know if they could do that or if you had to take it somewhere else.
That we've got the graphics for it here.
Okay.
And we'll use the plow off the old truck and the strobe off the top.
Okay. So we can make use of, we're not replacing
everything.
We're
going to strip it down the other truck and use what we can off of that.
Okay. And then we will do what with the carcass?
The carcass will be auctioned.
Right.
I think the chief has some auction materials too. So.
All right. Good. All right. Motion been made. Seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call. Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, Paul. Next, I want to skip down and have the board accept a donation that came in this week from Fairdean Commons.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to graciously accept a $100 donation from Fairdean Commons Limited for the 2015 Easter egg hunt.
Second. I will second the motion.
Seconded. Discussion.
Fairdean is unsolicited. They come through unsolicited for every single township event we do.
Yeah.
Every event that we do. Just can't say enough about their generosity. Not only that, but then they also open up their facility for an employee breakfast that we also
hold. Right.
They're great people, and they have a great facility, and they're a wonderful asset to the township.
So. Yeah, they really are. They've been a great neighbor and a great, great addition.
Very good.
All right.
Roll call, Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Motion carries. Easter egg hunt.
Seems going to be a little ways away.
When is Easter this year?
Is it March?
March, end of March.
Is it 28th?
Yeah, that's the Easter egg.
All right.
We're looking forward to that.
A little over a month away.
Okay.
Start warming up. What else, Paul?
Well, I'd like the board to discuss some board appointments with the board in executive session.
All right.
Do we have any... we can do the park ones.
Yes, we can do the park ones.
I mean, the park ones are all existing members that are, I think, renewing their terms, if I'm not mistaken.
And those are all clipped together.
Dorothy Driscoll, Phil Johnson, Jan Wise,
and Diana Howe.
Diane Howe?
Diana Howe.
Yes. Yep.
When, when would these terms expire?
Looks like March. March 31st.
When would the new term expire?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh.
I think they're 2-year terms.
Okay, so if they were appointed in 08 and expires in 15, unless that was their original appointment?
That was their original.
Okay.
Yeah. You look down, say, at...
looks like 2 years.
Donna Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 2 years there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like your 2-year terms. Reappointed several times.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then it'll be March 31st, or it'll be run from April 1st, 2015 to March 31st, 2017.
March 31st, 2017.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'll offer a motion this time to reappoint Dorothy Driscoll, Mark Harmon, Diana Howe, Phil Johnson, and Jan Wise to the Parks Advisory Board with terms to expire on March 31st of 2017.
Yeah. Go ahead and second that motion. Is there a discussion?
Just a note, Jan Wise is not a relative of mine.
Okay. I think she wanted to make that clear, too, for some reason. But, point taken. Any discussion?
They've done a great job. You know, there have been a lot of changes in this township over the last 5 years with regards to the makeup of the Parks Board and kind of the mission of the Parks Board. They've added a lot of parks programming, a lot of events.
Yes.
Over the years, they've provided a lot of input into the permanent restroom facilities that we have over Freeman and also with trail extensions. So they're doing a lot of good work. It's not just identifying projects. Again, it's... they're staffing special events for us.
Yes.
Fishing day, for example. So they've all done a phenomenal job, and I really appreciate the work they do.
One thing I also appreciate is the amount of years that they have all spent
Every one of them have been on there for 7 or 8 years. There's a lot of consistency there and a lot of dedication of time for quite a few years. It's very good to see that type of participation.
Right. You know, and to be honest, I mean, there's a lot of patience on their part too, because they don't have a dedicated budget or any real direction from our board at times.
That's right.
We have kind of they kind of have a general mission, but they do take a lot of initiative and they present ideas to us, or they will vet certain ideas, such as the COSA soccer fields from years back. They do a lot of homework, as Leo said. So it's much appreciated.
Very good. Any other discussion? Roll call,
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Motion carries. I appreciate their continued service to the township. Paul, anything else?
There was supposed to be a guest with us this evening to discuss a development, an economic development issue. I'm afraid with the weather, he couldn't make it.
Yeah. We'll arrange another meeting or another time for him to come. So.
And your motion.
Okay.
I can, Mr. Chairman, I can offer that. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, because I got all.
Just
got
to remove the section.
Mr. Chairman, I'll offer a motion that we go into executive session at 7:53 p.m. to discuss the appointment of a public employee or official.
Motion been made. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Second discussion. Roll call.
Roll call. Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now in executive session at 7:53 p.m. Okay, at this time, I'd like to reconvene the full board meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees. It's February 19th, 2015, and the time is 8:35 p.m. Is there any business to come before the board? Oh, I'm sorry. We'll go ahead and make a motion. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we come out of executive session. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded.
Roll call, Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Motion is approved. We're now back into full session at 8:35 p.m. Any other business to come before the board?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Connie Goodman as a member to the Genoa Township Zoning Commission with a term to expire March 31st, 2020.
Motion has been made.
I will second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. And discussion.
Connie is a wonderful member of that board. That was the easiest decision I've ever had to make. So,
I would have to agree with that, having spent quite a few years working with her. She's a great asset to not just the ZC, but the township as a whole.
And I will third that motion. All right. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Motion carries. Anything else?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we have a hole on our zoning commission as a result of promoting Leo to our board. So at this time, I would like to make a motion to appoint Mark Antonetz as a member of the Genoa Township Zoning Commission. And this would be to fulfill Leo's unexpired term. So the term would expire then on March 31st of 2018.
Okay, very good. Motion made. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Been made and seconded. Any more further discussion?
Just as an aside, Mark has served on our Board of Zoning Appeals for the last few years. He is an engineer. I think he has a very unique skill set that he'll be able to bring to the Zoning Commission. And wish him all the best, and we appreciate his willingness to serve on the Zoning Commission.
Right. I would agree. I think having a P on the Zoning Commission does add a new dimension. Not that you didn't, Leo, but we now have a newer
big
dimension.
Big shoes to fill, big shoes to fill.
That's right. So.
Well, it's a skill set that's particularly useful at the ZC level, particularly with the decisions and the evaluations and the analysis have to be made.
Right. I think you made a good point. I mean, we have a lot of engineers and consultants that come before the zoning commission, so going to kind of level the playing field maybe a little bit.
Yes.
Very good. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Motion carries.
And with that, Mr. Chairman, we now have a vacancy on our Board of Zoning Appeals. Mark Antonetz was an alternate on that panel, so we have a hole at the alternates. So
okay.
We have residents in the past that have expressed interest in serving on these boards. We will be going back to the well, I think, to see if they're still interested. But, of course, if anyone out there does have an interest in serving, we ask that they come forward. There's an application on our website. They just fill that out. It's a one page, and I think submitted a resume, and that's all.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Well, I would just encourage really anyone who has any interest in volunteering, participating in any of our committees, boards, to let us know. We're always looking for good people. People come and go, and so we're always looking sometimes to have positions to fill midterm. So it's important we have a good pool to draw from. So.
As part of the township, it's also encouraging to have such a large number of volunteers that
absolutely
want to participate and help keep the township as strong as it is.
Right.
Very good. Any other business? We will get into announcements. Announcements, February 24th is the BZA meeting. March 3rd, annual TIF meeting, 9 a.m. here at the office conference room. On March 4th, Parks Advisory Board meeting, and on March 5th will be the next trustee meeting here at the office. Any other business? Seeing none, we'll have a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, I motion to adjourn at 8:39 p.m.
I will second that motion.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call. Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Motion carries. We stand adjourned at 8:39 p.m.